Bobby Heenan began his professional wrestling career in 1961. While he toiled as a wrestler for years, his true passion was to be a manager. Not only did Heenan fulfill that wish, he flourished.
Without a doubt, the best wrestling manager ever in the wrestling history.
Fittingly, Heenan was dubbed the Brain as he acquired an unprecedented stable of talent.
He just was instrumental in making the careers of so many of the great wrestlers.
I don't know that Bobby himself could tell you what caused and what created his success. He was born with a gift of being able to entertain.
And Heenan was never more entertaining than when working with his partner and dear friend, Gorilla Monsoon.
Worrying for humanoids, like you white suckers out there that can't make the payment on your 65 Plymouth, they're going to repo.
They were just great together. They were funny to watch. And that's probably why they had a good relationship together.
Have you gotten a lot of cards and letters?
I was just going to mention, there's a lot of people concerned about me. I understand that, in Beverly Hills, I happen to know that my mailman right there is hunchback from just carrying my mail.
Bobby and Gorilla were like Abbott and Costello.
Bobby Heenan would always come with something that was off the wall, a statement that you would least expect.
I told him not to touch that midget. You never touch a midget. You never know where they've been.
You are disgusting. You are completely disgusting.
Bobby has the best wit of anybody I've ever met. He's as good as any stand-up comic on television. He's as funny as anybody I've ever heard.
How long have you been married, sir?
21 years.
You realize on your wedding night, if you'd have killed her, you'd be out now?
He's one of the funniest, most sarcastic, probably the wittiest guy I have ever met in my life, and I've met a lot of them.
You just love to hate Bobby Heenan, and when the crowd started chanting, Weasel.
I don't have fur on my body. I do not have a tail.
They hated him and booed him, but yet they enjoyed when he came out because he was entertaining. He was very animated.
Bobby was so red hot as a manager. All he had to do was one weasel chant, turn his head, and the place erupted.
Weasel, weasel, weasel.
I'm lucky I've gotten to go all over the world. And I've been on a bus, I've been on a boat, I've been on a camel backwards. How many people get to do the things I've done?
There'll just never be another Bobby Heenan.
The last great manager in wrestling was Bobby the Brain Heenan. Make no mistake about it.
To have Bobby the Brain Heenan inducted into the Hall of Fame is a must.
He is one of the most unique men I've ever known.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantemradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Continue.
What's up, kids? Thank you so much for listening in. There's so many ways you can support Turnbuckle Throwbacks. You can go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave a review. It helps us out. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy one of our fresh t-shirts. That also helps us a lot. Go to RantEMRadio.com and go to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com and get all of our peers' content because it's amazing and it's for you and it's for free. Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com too and get all of our back content and support all of our friends that are not network affiliates. Once again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you guys all for checking us out and downloading the show. Appreciate it. We love you all. Enjoy tonight's show. Peace!
this dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all, right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crack your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Woo! Yeah!
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to a special edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Blue Collar Scholar, the Heavyweight Primate, the Impact Player, Mr. Philip G. Rea. And I'm riding solo tonight. That means Choppy's got the night off, a well-deserved night off. He's trying to get his, his groove back, man. He's had a kid for the last 2 months, and him and his wife want to do some things, so I'm taking one for the team. We're going to babysit the little guy, so while you're hearing this, we'll be changing diapers and feeding little Junior Choppy, and, doing our thing, man. Doing our thing. I hope everybody's well. I hope everybody had a great week. I had a terrible work week. You know what it is, too? It's like, I know I complain about work a lot. I do love my job. But there are things at my job I just don't understand. And when you have to work harder than you normally, when you should be, and your mind focuses on it, it kind of like takes away from what's going on. You get like that. You get rotted out, man. You get rotted out. So I'm just trying to like get my mind right, get everything right back in order so I don't fucking lose my mind. So, of course, you're hearing the quality of the sound. I'm not at the studio. I'm at a remote location doing this with the going old school. Got the Yeti mic going on with the laptop and all that. So I'm not going to be fussing with the soundboard. I'm not going to be playing. I'll play some clips. If you heard the clip before we went on tonight, and excuse the window that's closed, but you still hear some stuff outside. But the clip that you heard before we started was a tribute to Bobby the Brain Heenan. Obviously, if you live under a rock, you know he passed away a couple days ago. Hands down, Bobby was probably the greatest wrestling manager of all time. Now, it's debatable. It's debatable because, you know, it depends on who you talk to and who you grew up with, and if they're older than you, then they've seen other guys in other territories. My introduction to wrestling was WWF. So I didn't pick up on NWA till like 4 or 5 years into me being a fan. So Bobby Heenan was all I knew. Bobby Heenan, Mr. Fuji, Jimmy Hart, Freddie Blassie, you know, Johnny V, Johnny Valentine. So I didn't get any of the other shit until I didn't get Gary Hart, or I didn't get Jim Cornette. I didn't get Paul Heyman. I didn't get any of that stuff until I started getting into it later on. Then I started tape trading. But Bobby had throat cancer for a long, long, long time. And it disfigured him, sadly. Took his voice away. The one thing that he used and was respected for, he lost it, which is ironic, but sad. He was survived by his wife, Cynthia Jean. He had a daughter. I believe her name was Jen. Bobby was an accomplished wrestler. Made his debut back in 1960. He was a Chicago native. Well, was always built from Hollywood, California, or Beverly Hills. You know, you guys all know that. You know, he was working for the WWA in the late 60s. He managed Angelo Poffo, for people who didn't know that. And he managed the Assassins, the Valiants, and the Blackjacks. We all know that. And then he started making his way into the AWA, where he took up the Brain moniker, you know. And he started managing Bockwinkel and the Crippler Ray Stevens. They became tag champions under his leadership, I believe it was 6 or 7 times. And Bockwinkel and Stevens feuded with, of course, Crusher and Dick the Bruiser. And it was Dick the Bruiser who famously called Bobby Heenan Weasel. That led to the whole Weasel chant thing. So that's where it originated, and that's where people in the WWF were calling him Weasel. That's where they got it from. The AWA was the starting point for Bobby Heenan and his stable, the Heenan family, which consisted of Bockwinkel, Stevens, Bobby Duncombe Jr., and Blackjack Lanza. And, of course, we all know what happened. In 1975, Heenan got his first world champion when Bockwinkel beat then-champion, AWA champion, Vern Gagne. And then Duncombe and Lanza won the AWA Tag Championship, making Heenan the first manager in history to simultaneously manage both major promotions, single and tag champions. That I didn't know until I read it. And then he got suspended in storyline, and then he worked for Georgia. Didn't know that. Didn't like Ole Anderson, so he came back managing Nick Bockwinkel. Renewed champion success. He had title, and then he had a... including the famous 83 match against Hulk Hogan, where Hogan apparently won the title, but they didn't give it to him. And that whole controversy, he managed Ken Patera. They did a bunch of tours in Japan. And then right around that time, Heenan got a neck injury and couldn't wrestle anymore. So then in 84, he came out during an interview with the Fabulous Ones, Steve Kern and Steve Lane, and infiltrated a kayfabe brawl in studio with these guys, right? The announcer, Wally Carbo, announced that in September of that month, Heenan was suspended indefinitely from the AWA as a manager and a wrestler by AWA President Stanley Blackburn. In reality, he was leaving, so... But it was a cool angle. I wish I had footage of that. I tried to find it. I can't find it. So at this point, you know, Vince McMahon's cherry-picking. Same way Triple H is cherry-picking now. Vince starts cherry-picking guys from territories. He gets Jesse the Body Ventura and most of the AWA talent. He got the Killer Bees. He got Big John Studd. But he got Bobby Heenan. And with Ventura unable to wrestle at one point because he was in bad health, Heenan managed Big John Studd against Andre. You know, the whole true giant thing. Challenge Andre to a $15,000 body slam match in Madison Square Garden at the first WrestleMania. When Andre had to retire if he lost the match, Andre, of course, won the match. We all know what happened. He took the money, the bag of money, started throwing it out to the crowd. He reforms the Heenan family with Stud, Ken Patera, Playboy Buddy Rose, Paul Orndorff, King Kong Bundy. And then he had guys like Andre, High Chief, Siviafi. He had the Brainbusters. He had Rick Rude. He had Harley Race. He had the Islanders. He had Hercules. He had the Barbarian. He had Mr. Perfect. He had the Red Rooster. He had the Brooklyn Brawler. And, of course, he had the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Of course, Heenan's biggest adversary in the 80s was Hulk Hogan. He managed 2 WrestleMania challenges to Hogan's title, Bundy in 86, Andre in 87. We all know what happened there. You know, the belt did change hands finally. Controversy in February of 88 with the whole, we all know what the whole double referee thing. You know, but, you know, him and Monsoon were an amazing team, man. An amazing team. They did primetime wrestling. Bobby Heenan did a bunch of segments. I mean, I can go on and on and on. There's so many quotes. There's so many instances. I remember being in a garden in 89, 88 with the whole Weasel suit thing with the Ultimate. He had a bunch of matches with the Ultimate Warrior. And I say matches, but really Bobby Heenan couldn't wrestle at this point. He was still hurt, but they gave him... He would still bump like a maniac. And I remember him taking these crazy bumps in the garden from the Warrior and getting stuffed in a Weasel suit. That was a Weasel suit match, they used to call it. He would get knocked out and wake up in this Weasel suit. He would jump up and look around, look at the suit, and he'd start spazzing out, slipping and falling.
crowd goes crazy. I didn't know this till I read it, but Greg Gagne was the first one to start the weasel suit matches in the AWA. So that goes way back. I didn't know that until recently. See, even your boy doesn't know a couple of things, you know? But he did wrestle, though. Like, he wrestled in 84 against Salvatore Bellomo. That was funny. His notable victory, though, came with WrestleMania, I think it was 4, when he teamed with the Islanders to beat the Bulldogs and Coco. Then, of course, in WrestleMania 5, he was defeated by the Red Rooster. I mentioned the Weasel Suit matches. He had a parody talk show, which I mentioned before, which was pretty funny. It was hosted by that guy Jameson and the overweight women known as the Oinkettes. They were like cousins or sisters, I forget what they were. Pretty funny shit. It's on the network. Check it out. He left managing in the early 90s to be a quote-unquote broadcast journalist, you know. But, of course, he sporadically crossed that line when he got Ric Flair and he introduced Luger as the narcissist in 93 with Mr. Perfect, you know. And by 80s, by that time, he was a full-fledged, announcer. Like I said, Primetime Wrestling, All-American Wrestling, All-Star Wrestling, Wrestling Challenge. He was on all that shit. Gorilla Monsoon. I always play the clip, Will You Stop? Or Give Me a Break. I don't play Give Me a Break. I play Will You Stop? That's for Heenan. Or Give Me a Break. Or that sarcastic Please. You know, that's all Bobby, man. Him and Bobby. Bobby had a broken neck for like 10 years. And this wasn't like a thing where he wore a brace like Bob Orton did or anything like that. So he decided to leave in 93. They gave him the farewell by Gorilla. Monday Night Raw, that was pretty funny when he couldn't get in. That was like his last, you know, his last hurrah. They threw his belongings outside in Westchester County, White Plains. He was fed up with the insults Gorilla was. He threw all his stuff, his belongings out in the arena. And then, he tried to get back in. That was pretty funny. Sean Mooney mentioned that episode on The Shining Wizards with trying to get back in dressed up as a Hasidic Jew and a woman. It was pretty funny. And then, of course, we know Bobby Heenan goes to WCW. The lighter work schedule was the thing with Bobby. He wanted to work a lighter work schedule because he was hurt. He was beat up for all these years. And his daughter at the time was going to school in Alabama, which was a short drive from Alabama to Atlanta, which was WCW's home base in Atlanta, you know. Made his debut in January of 94, I believe, in WCW. He was originally brought in to replace Ventura. Took over Ventura's spot as lead commentator, replacing him for all the pay-per-views. And then, of course, he was on Worldwide, Clash of the Champions. And when Nitro debuted in 95, Heenan left the Saturday Night Show to work on that show. And he, of course, we all know he was with Mongo and Eric Bischoff, Tony Schiavone, and whatever. But it was, he was uninspired, he said, in WCW. He didn't like the work environment. It was night and day compared to WWF, he said. And he also said he had conflicts with Bischoff and Schiavone all the time. I don't listen to Tony Schiavone's podcast. Matter of fact, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts that I should be, only because, A, I'm bitter because they never came on my show. But everybody's like, I don't do podcasts. I don't come on podcasts. And, 2 weeks later, they have their own podcast. So that kind of pisses me off. But other than that, I know he spoke very good of Bobby. I don't think anybody spoke poorly of Bobby Heenan. He was a great person, apparently. I remember there was there's so many quotes, and my favorite was not even a quote. And it was a Saturday Night's main event, and it was in the 90s, late 90s. and Brian Pillman was wrestling with the Horsemen. And he pulled a chair out from Bobby Heenan. And I play the clip on the show all the time when Heenan goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" He actually didn't know. And Pillman had pulled the chair from under him to get a chair to throw in the ring. And Bobby cursed at him on air. It's on the network. It's clear as day. I have to get a better copy of it. But I was, "What the fuck are you doing?" And Tony Schiavone was like, "Easy." But there's so many, you know. He was, I don't know, he was so good, man. He was so good. Later on in his career, after WCW was gone and buried, he called the gimmick Battle Royal at WrestleMania 17 with Mean Gene. He worked as a sports agent, and then, of course, we all know in 2004 he was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the eve of WrestleMania 20. He did color commentary for WCW's Unleashed. He feuded in 04 with fellow manager legend Jim Cornette in Ring of Honor for a brief second. I totally forgot about that until I read it. He was on TNA for briefly. You know, he was one of the speakers for Mr. McMahon's Appreciation Night back in 07. And he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award in Milwaukee, Wisconsin in December of 09, making the Bobby Heenan Day December 5th by Pro Wrestling Report. Bobby's got a couple of books, too. He wrote Bobby the Brain, Wrestling's Bad Boy Tells All, and then Chair Shots and Other Obstacles, Winning Life's Wrestling Matches. And then in... He also was on a video game in 2004, Legends of Wrestling. Him and Larry Zbysko do commentary with Tony Schiavone. And if back in 2010, if you don't have it, you should get it. It's a two-disc retrospective to Bobby Heenan's career. Yeah, he was survived by his wife, Jean, and his daughter, Jessica. And they had two grandchildren. He was close friends off air with Mean Gene, apparently, and Jim Ross, Hogan. Him and Hogan, DiBiase were all friends. And sadly, he passed away. Let me see if I mentioned. I didn't mention all. Let me mention more of the guys that were Bobby Heenan's family. The Missing Link, King Haku, Butch Reed, Colt Cabana, Jimmy Jacobs, Nigel McGuinness, CM Punk, Baron Von Raschke, The Big Cat, Ernie Ladd, Dick Warren, Jumbo Bailey, Killer Carl Cox, and of course the mass superstar, you know him better, is Bill Eady, a.k.a. Demolition Axe. He managed Cripple Ray Stevens and Bach Winkle, Blackjack, the Blackjacks, the Brainbusters, the Colossal Connection, Andre and Haku, the Islanders, Haku and Tama, the Assassins I mentioned, and of course the Valiant Brothers as well. Manager of the Year, four times, 72, 76, 89, 91. Lifetime Achievement Award, I mentioned that already. He was in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame Museum, 2006. St. Louis Hall of Fame, 2010. I mentioned WWE already. Best color commentator from the Wrestling Observer from 92 to 94. So, Bobby the Brain Heenan will surely be missed. He was a treasure in pro wrestling. Probably one of the best talkers in the game ever. And he will be surely missed. So, there is your tribute to Bobby Heenan. I played a clip before we went on the air. And I hope you enjoyed it. There's so many of them out there. I mean, there's so many quotes, and there's so many, I don't know. Let me see if I can find a couple of quotes for you. A friend in need is a pest. I'm a legend in this sport. If you don't believe me, just ask me. And one of my favorites is, I know all about cheating. I've had 6 very successful marriages. So, again, rest in peace, Bobby the Brain Heenan. And that's where we stand. All right. So here's what's going to go down tonight. I'm going to preview two pay-per-views. Tonight is the Ring of Honor Death Before Dishonor pay-per-view in Vegas. As we speak, it's going on right now. And then, of course, Sunday is No Mercy for WWE. I'll preview that. I didn't get any predictions from Choppy, but I'm sure he will post them on the interwebs if he feels so needily fitting to. Next week, we will be in Queens at the Sacred Heart Academy in Glendale. I posted the event on Facebook. Choppy and I will be doing a show there. If the internet gods allow it, we will be doing a live show from there. I have to work this out. I'm trying to get the programs installed in the computer. I'm trying to hopefully get it to work. If we have an internet connection, if not, you'll get a show that night immediately following the event. It's a fundraiser for my friend's daughter's school. I grew up in the neighborhood that's right before there in Ridgewood. So this is Glendale. There's a bunch of really good people there. Please, if you're in the neighborhood, go support them. I think it's like $20 to get in or $15 to get in. Go to ftw-wrestling.com for all the information. My buddy Sal, his information's on there too, and it's on the group page, the event page that we made. If you're local, please come out and support. Even if you don't like some of the wrestling that's there, it's just for a good cause. And you get to see me. And you get to see Choppy. So there you go. You know? There you go. All right. So let's preview Ring of Honor right now. Sin City tonight, pay-per-view. Ring of Honor. It's going to be a happening. All right? It's going to be a happening. Scheduled to compete the Motor City Machine Guns. We don't know who they're fighting yet. The Kentucky Gentleman, Chucky Taylor versus the villain, Marty Scurll from the Bullet Club. Las Vegas Street Fight, Jay White versus Punishment Martinez. Last Man Standing, Silas Young versus Jay Lethal. It's going to be a friggin' brawl and a half. This is for the winner receives a ROH six-man tag championship title shot. The Kingdom versus Bully Ray and the Briscoes. World Six-Man Tag Championship. Those guys will... The winner of that fight will fight Adam Page and the Young Bucks, now known as the Hung Bucks. Now, Adam Page apparently signed with WWE, so I think they're dropping the belts. It'll probably be to the Kingdom. Let me just give my predictions. I think Marty Scurll is going to beat Chucky T. I think Jay White's going to be Punishment Martinez. I think Jay Lethal's going to be Silas Young. I think that the Kingdom are going to take back the six-man tag team championships. ROH TV Championship. This is going to be a good match, guys. Kenny King in a singles run, getting a shot at Kushida. I don't see Kenny King winning. If they do give him the belt, that means that they're breaking up whatever team he's on with Rick Titus and all those guys. And the main event, the never open champion Minoru Suzuki from Suzuki Gun, the lead of Suzuki Gun, taking on the American Nightmare Cody for the ROH Heavyweight Championship. You can watch all of this on pay-per-view, Fight TV, PlayStation Network. It starts at 9:00. So as you listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks, it's going on, so you get the replay. Do what I do. I download it, so. Or I buy it, whatever, either way. Speaking of Cody Rhodes, before I get into WWE, I want to talk about the Starrcade thing. So right before this podcast, it was announced that they're going to have a SmackDown, I believe it's a SmackDown pay-per-view for Starrcade in November. And Cody and his wife took to Twitter, as they always do, you know, and they're like, well, you know, if you're going to use my father's creation, at least book Goldie and blah, 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 and, you know. And his wife had something to say. Listen, I like Cody Rhodes. I think Cody Rhodes is a treasure. I think he's one of the best wrestlers on the planet. I think he reinvented himself. I think the runs that he's having in Japan, Ring of Honor, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, I think all that stuff is fantastic. I think he's matured as a wrestler and as a person. And he's got a nice piece of ass who's got a big mouth on Twitter. There's no need. Like, why throw stones? Like, you're making money, you know, it's like, why burn that bridge? You don't have to burn that bridge. You have carte blanche. Your dad was the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. Your dad was a trendsetter. Your dad was a main influence on guys like Triple H, who are in charge now, and who had a hand in NXT. Like, Dusty Rhodes was a national treasure, a world treasure, I should say, in pro wrestling. I don't understand the logic of doing that and having you run your mouth about something that's like doesn't even concern you, man. Like, who cares if they book Goldust or not? Like, nobody gives a shit. No disrespect to Goldust, but like, you know, he's not a main player no more. He's basically a guy who's there, who was a great talent at one point in his career, who's a little old in the tooth in terms of progression, not age, but they don't see him as a main player no more. And what they want to do is now they want to have him put other guys over and put him in a different role. Maybe he works behind the scenes. Maybe he works with NXT. Maybe he works as a talent agent. They'll always have jobs, put it that way. You know, they'll always have jobs. My issue mainly is, why run your mouth? What do you care if your brother's in Starrcade or not? So to hype the story up even more, Michael Hayes replies to Cody Rhodes on Twitter and says, "How about you and your brother team up?" And then something was posted about them fighting the Hardys at this pay-per-view. Listen, that'd be a great match, the Rhodes family against the Hardy Boys. I think it'd be a great match. I just think that, you know, I don't think Brandi Rhodes has been in the business long enough for her to run her mouth. And she's only running her mouth because her father-in-law is Dusty Rhodes. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just disrespectful. And I feel like, you know, this whole Twitter beef and bullshit. Like me, I'd pick up a phone. I'd call Michael Hayes on the phone and be like, "Yo, book my brother." You don't have to put it to fucking social media. Now all the marks are going to pick it up and they're going to go crazy with it. And they're going to have they're going to tweet stuff and obnoxiously get involved in stuff they should. This should be a personal and professional matter behind the scenes. Bottom line. There shouldn't be anybody. I should have never known about this. Never. I'm just going to get a little comfortable here. Here we go. I should never have been known about this. There should have been a phone call or a text to the brass from Cody Rhodes. And if Cody Rhodes is the Ring of Honor champion and he's in the Bullet Club and he shows up on a WWE pay-per-view, I think that's cool as shit. It should have been a surprise. It should have been like, "All right, well, go." You know, Goldust should have came out that night and be like, "Oh, well, guys, I have no partner, but you know what? I'll fight you by myself." And all of a sudden, Cody Rhodes' music hits. And that's how you do it. That's called good booking, kids. That's called keep your suspension disbelief, keep it fresh. Now we all know about it. Now we're expecting Cody Rhodes to come out. Like, it's bullshit. You know, it's absolutely bullshit. So, and you know what? I feel like it's detrimental to the sport, man. We have too much information. We're privy to too much information now, and it just makes the product stale. It doesn't make it exciting like it used to. I mean, I still love it. I still watch it. You know, no doubt, I still watch it. But you know, it's ridiculous that happens. You know, it's ridiculous that it has to happen like that. So, I don't know. I just, I hope it happens. Now that I know about it, I hope it happens. I hope that everybody plays nice in the sandbox, even if it doesn't happen. I don't want Cody to burn that bridge. I want him to come back and dominate, you know. After he's dominated the Indies, after he's dominated Japan, I think he's going to take over the Bullet Club anyway, eventually. It'd be nice to have him come back. And, you know, they always come back. They always come back. So, but that's going to pretty much do it for me right now. I'm going to take a quick break, plug our friends. I'll come back. I'll preview the pay-per-view for No Mercy, give you my predictions. And, of course, you can hear, I think No Mercy has a pre-show on The Rant at 7 o'clock on Sunday. So check that out after Serpa's comic book show. What are you reading? And I'm sure he'll be getting ready and excited for Comic-Con coming up next month. So you listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live on RantEMRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
And political dumb fuckery.
I haven't played this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live on The Rant, Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. Philly Ray here doing solo stuff on a Friday evening. Hope everybody's enjoying us. Hello to everybody in the chat room if you are listening in. Like I mentioned before, we'll be back next week live from Sacred Heart Academy in Glendale, Queens. I really hope everybody can make it out there, man. It's going to be a happening. They already sold out, I think, the front row. So they're trying to raise money for the school. It's a good cause. And you get to see me and Choppy. It's a no-brainer. Like, it's a win-win. You get wrestling, and you get me and Choppy. It's almost a perfect evening, you know? And I say almost because there's some other elements that can, you know, that can make it perfect. But I'll save that for another podcast. We have children listening sometimes. Anyway, all right, so we're back. I mentioned Ring of Honor. I mentioned Cody Rhodes and his wife crying on Twitter. I mentioned Bobby Heenan, and we ran down Ring of Honor, so we're all good there. I haven't caught up with New Japan. I know Kenny Omega's still hurt. I think he should be back soon, though. He only has like a minor knee injury, so that should be happening. Let me see if there's other news to talk about. I'm really, you know, I watched some of SmackDown. I honestly, I haven't been watching much wrestling this week. I've been stupid busy. Let me see if there's any news going on. John Cena's doing Ferdinand. It's a animated cartoon. It's coming out Christmas. It's about a bull. He plays a bull who doesn't want to fight. He's like a fighting bull, you know, a bullfighting, but he's not that kind of bull, and he gets misunderstood. It's a cute story. It looks really cool. The Rock is doing Jumanji. That looks terrible. I think the Ziggles thing, doing all the other people's intros, is awesome. I think it's pretty cool. And basically, in terms of Global Force, you know what? I'll say Global Force for a minute. Let me run down this pay-per-view right now. Where is my WWE listing? Here we go. No Mercy is this Sunday. Kickoff at 7 o'clock on the Rant and the WWE Network. Let me run down the match preview. Let's see right now. It's coming from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Let's see. Where did it scroll down? Let me see here. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Jason Jordan gets an IC title match against The Miz. I don't see Jason Jordan winning. But he's been putting on some good matches, so good for him. Neville's fighting Enzo for the Cruiserweight Championship. I'll take Enzo. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Why, at this point, like, him wearing the face paint, the demon paint, should have been, like, the culmination of the... Should have been a blow-off, I should say. I don't even care about this match anymore. Like, what are they doing with Finn Balor, man? What are they doing with Bray Wyatt? These guys are talents. They gotta write better stories for these cats. I'll take Finn Balor, just because, you know. Raw Tag Team Championship, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose defending against Cesaro and Sheamus. I'll take Seth Rollins and Ambrose to retain. Though Sheamus and Cesaro now are entertaining to me. They used to be not, now they are. The Raw Women's Championship match is now a five-way match. Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks versus now Bayley. Nia Jax versus Emma. I don't know that one. Oh. Oh, I forgot about her. Watch this. Alexa, thank you for interrupting me.
I don't know that one.
I forgot that she was... I forgot. Well, I'm in the same room as my Amazon Echo. So there you go. You got that on the air. So I should say... So now... Let's not say her name. Bliss versus Sasha Banks versus Bayley versus Nia Jax versus Emma. I'll take Sasha Banks. I don't really care. I'm not a big fan of the skirts anyway. Unless it's NXT. And here we go to the last two matches. John Cena versus Roman Reigns. And I'm going to take Roman Reigns to win clean. I know me and Chobby have been really high on him lately, and rightfully so. I think he'll win. I think he'll win clean. I think Cena's in that position now where he can put guys over and still be relevant to all the kids in the hospitals. I don't want to say the R word, or I'll get yelled at again. And, that's really... I mean, listen... Say what you want about the promos. Say what you want about all the crap that's going on with these guys. They're going to put on a hell of a match. My opinion. It may be... Well... I don't want to say maybe match of the night. But it may be up there. It may be the most entertaining. There's no reason why these guys can't go balls out. You know? They have all the tools. All the stuff has been said. All the shit talking. All the terrible trash talking has been done. That's it, basically. You know? So, I'll take Roman Reigns, for the clean win. And, of course, your Universal Championship is on the line. The Beast, Brock Lesnar, taking on Braun Strowman. Ugh. Strowman's been punking out Lesnar lately. And rightfully so. The guy's been on a tear the last couple of months. Even when he was hurt, he fought hurt. The guy's been a straight-up beast. I don't know. And I might be misquoted here. Not misquoted. It might sound like that I'm not big on Braun Strowman, but I am. I wonder what direction his character is in. Like, he still wears the Wyatt clothes. He doesn't really cut a good promo. You know, he's not that entertaining in terms of out-of-the-ring stuff or before-the-match stuff. So what are they doing with him? You know, can you put the belt on this guy? Like, be the booker for the next 6 months. You want to put the belt on this guy and ride him to the end of the year? Ride him to the Royal Rumble? Ride him to WrestleMania? Like, I don't know. Is he that guy? Is he? See, I'm all about marketing now. Like, that's where my head is. Like, where, you know, can you put this guy on book bags and pencil cases and, you know, can you make 17 different action figures of him and get away with it? You know, are the kids relating to him? You know, are his T-shirts selling? That's where the company is now. It's no longer about, well, this guy will put asses in the seats. This guy's a good guy. This guy's a good hand. Doesn't work like that anymore, guys. Doesn't work like that anymore. It works the way of the mighty dollar. Where is his character going? And is Brock Lesnar ready to take that next step and start putting guys over? Or is he still the beast? You know? Is Paul Heyman ready to step down and manage somebody else? Or step down as being Brock's advocate? You know? I don't know. I don't know if he's ready to do that. I think he should. I think Brock can be a great face. You know, he doesn't have to talk, really. Well, that's the thing. If Brock does become a face, then he would have to talk, and he can't talk. So that might be a little bit, might be a difficult obstacle for him to follow. But in hindsight, I don't think he isn't being a face anytime soon. He's still a tweener. I'm going to take Brock Lesnar for the win. I don't think Braun Strowman's ready to be a champion yet. I could be wrong. I want to be wrong at this point because I want to see something different happen with the championship. There are so many guys that are good enough. There's the Bray Wyatts of the world, the Finn Balors of the world. Like, these guys are ready for that next step, you know? Roman Reigns ain't done being champion yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many guys that are ready for it, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping for a good pay-per-view. It doesn't look like it on paper, you know. It doesn't look like it's going to be over-the-top great. I'm more excited now about Starrcade and the Survivor Series and the fact that we'll be a final battle this year for Ring of Honor with the crew. That's going to be kick-ass. But other than that, I'm not... I mean, of course we're going to watch it because, you know, we're fanatics here at the Raya household. So when there's a pay-per-view on that, you know, that's it. There's nothing else going on. Unless one of our teams is playing Sunday Night Football, we normally don't, or Game of Thrones is on, which is not, we don't really skip pay-per-view. So, you know, so hopefully that'll work out. Me and Junior will be watching that shit. Global Force, I heard they're bleeding money. Jarrett's still out. I read that Cornette is already gone from the company. What else can I say about Global Force, TNA, Impact, whatever the fuck you want to call it? What else can you say that has not been said already? What else can you do as a fan but only hope that they don't close? Because there's a lot of guys that we like, that we follow here locally, that are involved in Global Force, that are getting a paycheck from these guys. You know what I'm saying? Do I want them to fold? Absolutely not. I don't want them to fold. I want them to prosper as a wrestling fan. You just keep reading all this negative shit. And I said this a couple weeks ago to Choppy. They have old school guys in there with the book. They're putting on good matches. Their WrestleMania, Bound for Glory, is going to be in England, apparently. Oh, and I'm sorry, not England, Canada. I'm sorry, in Stickman's neck of the woods, near Ottawa, I think. But I don't know, man. I want them to do well. I want them to have good fortune. And I just hope nothing happens to them. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's disheartening. Honestly, it's disheartening. What else can we talk about? What else is going on? I'm trying to look and see if there's anything that I'm missing. I don't care about dead air. It's my show. If you stuck around long enough, you know. Anyway, there's nothing going on, really. There's nothing really, you know. I know SmackDown viewership is down. You know my theory about that. That I hope that they fucking just go network and leave TV totally. I think they'll have more freedom that way. I think they'll do more, like Choppy said, too. We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was going to post questions on the site, but you guys really don't ask a lot of questions anymore. So if you want that segment back, hit us up. Let us know you want it. Let us know you're interested. And we will definitely try to accommodate you, like we always do. I'm in the process of moving, so I'm going to be less involved in terms of watching a ton of new stuff. I'm going to be focusing on the throwbacks, even if I can do shows. I'm in between places right now in the next several weeks. So if I don't keep up with the current stuff and me and Choppy don't give you a full report, that's going to be the reason why. Not because we don't want to, it's just, you know, way too much stuff going on, you know? So, I'm gonna apologize in advance. I hope you liked last week's episode. I enjoyed that. Apparently, the Macho Man phone sex thing will be a skit, hopefully. I want to put more effort into it. I don't want to wing it. I'm actually gonna try to write stuff down. Can you imagine that? Me writing shit down? I seldom write shit down. I keep stuff on a computer once in a while. But when I do match by match, sometimes I'll just type out shit. But I normally don't take notes for the show because I try to do it from memory, and that's the whole that's been my whole shtick. That's been like my whole act. If you want to call it an act, my whole shtick is you know, just winging it. But I should be more prepared after 5 years, so maybe I'll start taking notes just to sound a little bit more professional. I'm sorry I don't have a lot to say. I already did the Bobby Heenan thing, which will take up a few minutes. I covered all my topics I wanted to cover. I hope you guys enjoyed this short little segment. I was going to do a philatorial. I'm not really that angry about anything really lately, which is weird, right? Except for my job, but I'll get over it. It's just, I'm burnt out, that's all. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now in terms of the country. Florida and Texas still recovering from hurricane stuff. Puerto Rico, as we speak, is being decimated by the hurricane. So my thoughts and prayers are all my Boricua out there who have a family in Puerto Rico. I have family in Puerto Rico. Cousins, friends, relatives, by marriage. Nobody has power. We're getting reports here and there. Everybody's fine, but they have nothing really to go by in terms of they can't really, you know, do a lot because there's everything just they have no cell towers, and whatever cell towers are left, they're bouncing off of them and shit like that. So, you know, on behalf of Choppy, obviously on behalf of the networks and everything, we just send our condolences to everybody who lost, like, pets or relatives or, even if you lost your home, send my condolences to you, man. Just, it's gotta suck. Mexico City, 7.1 on Richter scale yesterday, killed a ton of people, earthquake. Mother Nature is a whore, doesn't like us. We treated her badly for centuries and decades. So now she's taking out on us. So stop fucking with Mother Nature. Whoever thinks global warming is not a thing, you're delusional. It is. It's real. It's damn real. I'm not a super spiritual person. I'm really, really not. But just, you know, try to just have a thought of what's going on with with these people and what they're going through. Especially if they're wrestling fans. They can't watch wrestling. They can't do anything. They can't enjoy their lives. I mean, we do this to entertain you guys. And we have friends and relatives over in these places. And they can't listen to the show right now because they got their own tragedies going on. So we're keeping them in our thoughts as I get a little more comfortable. I want everybody to know that that we're thinking about them. And we hope that everything works out well. So... what else is going on? The Mets still suck. The local football teams here are terrible right now. And it's only been week two. So if you're a local fan of the Jets and the Giants, you guys are in trouble. I don't know. It's a long season. My fantasy team, holy shit, man. Here's what I'm pissed off about. The first week, I lose by a half a point. The next week, I lose by like 6 or 7 points. How do you lose a game by a half a point? I am so mad. I should be 1-1 right now. I left points on the bench. I didn't think these guys would want to score, and they did. I could have at least made it a game if I would have won that first week. It's a long week. I've gone 0-2 before, and I've won stuff. Not too worried about it. Baseball's been fantastic with the pennant races. If you're a Yankee fan, whatever, good for you. You're in a pennant race, but that race is so tight. You have Texas, you have Seattle, you have Minnesota. Boston's clinched the playoff spot already. The Red Sox, the Indians are on fire. I don't see anybody beating Cleveland in the American League right now. Everybody's talking about the Yankees, their bullpen. Yeah, you paid $100 million for a fucking bullpen, but you have no starting pitching. That's going to last you in the playoffs. The playoffs are what counts. You guys want to win all these games. It's really, if you can make the playoffs, pitching will win you playoffs. Period. Cleveland just won like 22 games in a row. They didn't win them because they were hitting all the time. They have good pitching. And the Yankees need to balance that. The Twins have to balance that. If Seattle and Texas want to make a run, they have to balance that. The National League, the Dodgers have slipped a little bit, but they have teams that are after them, man. Milwaukee's in the hunt. Chicago's in the hunt. Arizona's in the hunt. The Nationals are in the hunt. There's a lot of teams out there that are, you know, I can see the Dodgers and Indians in the World Series. I would love to see a Midwest World Series between Milwaukee and Minnesota. That would be fantastic. That would be like the ultimate underdog World Series. And you know how I feel about being an underdog. It's my life story. So I love that. I love that concept. Hockey season just picked up. Well, preseason hockey. Little shout out to former Ranger, now Devil, Brian Boyle, who just got diagnosed with thyroid cancer yesterday. Oh man, it's tragic. That dude, he's a classy dude. Played for us, played for Tampa, I believe. Now he's a Devil. I don't care what team he's on. He's a good guy. I don't root for the Devils, but I root for him. When players that I like play on teams that I don't like, you have to respect the player. You know, I respect the Devils as a rival. I don't like them as a team. I can't root for them, obviously, because they're Rangers. They're rival to the Rangers. But, you know, when a guy like that gets sick, oh, it's so sad. So, and I'm excited for hockey. I'm not excited for basketball because I'm a Knicks fan. So that's going to, you know, Strat-O-Matic, my team, my Strat team fell apart. We're not doing too well right now. So I'm working on next year, getting some draft picks and building my team. I have some guys coming back that are going to be doing well. Playing again on Sunday. I'm excited about that. We have a free agent draft, and we're doing expansion this year, I think. So that should be fun. It keeps my mind off things. You know, I wish I had time to play more. I don't, because of my work schedule. It's shitty. And I don't want to come home and play a fucking 40-minute game of Strat after working and traveling for 14 hours a day. It's my mind is numb at that point. I just want to come home and go to sleep. I come home and I'm like a zombie, you know? So, anywho, I think that's going to do it for me. I have nothing else for you guys. I wish I had more. I don't. I really don't. Let me just double check my notes here. I'm on my computer. I don't have any notes, really. But, yes, I want to thank everybody for their support lately and their input. I apologize for the sound. We're working on it. We're going to try to soundproof that room that we're in currently. I was trying to get some studio time, but it's hard to work around the schedule that we have because I'm off on Fridays, and Choppy works on Fridays, and him sometimes even getting to me is a chore for him because he doesn't know where he works. His work puts him in different places in the city. He's not just in one spot. So wherever Hollywood is, wants him to be, it's where he is. You know, wherever he is, that's where he needs to be in New York City. So we'll work that out eventually. Work the sound out. We're doing all right, though. I think I'm really excited about next week. I hope you guys can make it out. And I hope you guys can listen as my cats are invading the room now. They don't even knock. They just walk right in. They don't give a shit. You know, but anyway, hope you guys can make it next week. Sacred Heart Academy, Sacred Heart Slam, FTW-Wrestling.com is the place. Go to the website, go on the Facebook page. We have an event page for it. If you can't come and you're far away, obviously listen in on a rant. I hope to have that issue resolved with the whole broadcasting thing if we have an internet connection now. Other than that, really nothing else going on, really. Of course, if you want to support us, go to, of course, turnbucklethrowbacks.com. Click on all of our back catalog. We have all of our episodes posted. As my cat Bruce invades the room now. Get out of here, you punk. And what else? Oh, yeah. Support all our friends that are not network affiliates. And go to rantemradio.com. Of course, you have a Surface show on Sunday. What are you reading? And then we have the pre-show for the No Mercy. There might be a post-show. I'm not sure. Maybe yours truly will be on that, depending on my schedule. Of course, Tuesday on the rant, we have the Shining Wizards, who last week had... Well, I'm sorry, this week they had Sean Mooney on. Check that out. Then followed by the rant. Then you have Rant Wrestling on Thursday. And you have us again on Friday. So don't forget to support all the shows. They have a back catalog as well. You can get it on rantemradio.com. You want to snail mail us, it's turnbuckletrowbacks1@gmail.com. You want to tweet us, it's @tbuckletbacks. Choppy's is @choppy2something. I forget. But Choppy's on there. So that's it right there with that. We have shirts. Please buy a shirt. It helps out the show immensely. The little bit of money we get from the shirts helps pay for the website, helps pay to keep this free. Go away, Bruce. So go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks and get that. We have 4 different designs. Go get one. It'll help us out immensely. We really appreciate it if you do. They're only $20 a shirt. What else is going on? I think that's it. I think that's really it, except for one more thing. And, of course, I saved the best for last. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but yesterday was a year we lost our buddy Tank. And I'm not going to lie, man. It's been really hard without Tank. Tank was probably our best supporter. He's one of my best friends, one of my brothers. He's like my brother. And not having him around this last year made things pretty difficult for me. I was always used to having him in the chat room, having him on the show, having him text me or call me every other day or every day, sending me little news items, tidbits, stuff for the show. And I missed him picking on Rage, too. It was pretty funny. But Tank is really missed. And he was a gentle giant of a person. He was everything I wanted in a friend. Almost 20 years by my side. Never a bad word. Never an argument. Never a disagreement. And if we did, it was like the stupid shit that we just, you know, whatever. But it was never like a beef or anything like that. And I just want to let Tommy know I miss him. And I love him to death. And he's very well missed. Is his show, his little internet show, Tank's Toy Box, is missed. People started collections because of him. People started doing their thing because of him. You know? I just can't tell you in so many words how I miss him and I want him back. And he was taken from us way, way, way too soon. 43 was way too soon before I start crying over here. But I won't do that. I cried enough, actually. I celebrated him yesterday. I watched a whole bunch of The Flash to and from work. So we've been into the DC and Marvel shows. Now The Punisher's coming out, too. It's just, I wish he was around for all this shit, and he's not. And it's kind of disheartening, but in the long scheme of things, I know he's looking down on us. I know he's rooting us on. I know he's listening. I know he's watching over me because I need an angel to watch over me because I got that stigma about me, about making bad decisions. And so far, I haven't made any bad decisions in the last year. So I got that guy on my shoulder. So Tank's my angel. So Tank, I miss you. I love you. And I want to thank you for your friendship. And I promised you that on the day we said goodbye, that I was gonna celebrate you every day. And I am. Every chance I get, I celebrate you. So I'm dedicating this episode to you, as well as Bobby the Brain. And that's pretty much it. So we're going to be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, rantemradio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. This has been another episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. And I am the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, do not get arrested, do not say the N-word unless you're Tony C or Onesta, be kind to animals. And just be a good fucking human being, okay? Be a nice person. Mean people suck. I learned that at work this week. Again, mean people suck, all right? And that's pretty much it for me, you guys. Love you all. Be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. And I'm done. Peace.